The taste of new peas and little round potatoes creamed together and served with the first fried chicken and roasting ears lingers in my memory like a benediction. And homemade ice cream. No gourmet chef can ever match that. It took one of us kids to sit on the gunny sack on top of the salty ice to hold the freezer down while Daddy gave it the final turns. When it started to jump off the floor, kind of, and the handle just wouldn't go around again, the ice cream was done. Off came the sack, and then the ice from on top of the lid. Next, the lid was removed with extreme caution, so no dirty salt water would creep over the edge and spoil that smooth, creamy vanilla flavor. A shout to Mama brought her with her spatula to do her part. By careful scraping and pilling at the same time, the floppy ladle would come free, still thick with ice cream. We kids all jumped around and begged her to leave just a little more than last time on the ladle, and then whosever turns it was handed the prize. On a hot day, one had to lick fast and lean away over because the little gobs of the good stuff would slide off onto one's clothes. It was hard to reach the center part of the ladle with one's tongue, and the cream always got all over one's face, but that was small price to pay for such a treat. Now the hole in the lid was plugged up with waxed paper and clean crushed ice put on top of the can, and an old rug on top of that so the ice cream could really get hard before dinner. Then it was served in oatmeal dishes with big pieces of cake.